This is To Help You Heal, and I'm your host, Marie Monville. We are going to spend 10 minutes talking about healing. What kind of healing do you need? Is it in your mindset? Is it emotional healing? Is it spiritual healing? You know, there's a lot of healing that we all need, and this is where you're going to find it. Every week, 10 minutes on Tuesday. I'm so glad you're spending this time with me. Welcome back to another episode of To Help You Heal. Did you catch my bonus episode last week? At the end of last week, I posted a bonus and I talked about how to make habits work for you. I talked about why we often set ourselves up for failure with habits, and I talked about a better way to do it. Also, the fact that that whole 21-day time frame, that's not even accurate. I'm not sure who came up with that originally, but it has since been proven that we all sort of have our own unique amount of time that it takes when we're trying to reinforce a habit. So if you've ever come through that and you've thought to yourself, okay, I've been doing these things for 21 days and it's still not automatic for me, or I'm still struggling with it, it's not you, it's the system. And I've gotten so much positive feedback on that episode. Just people feeling really free in this understanding of, hey, I'm not the one with the problem. The problem is the system I was trying to use, or the expectations I had for myself. So, you know, I thought, why not keep that dialogue going? Why not talk about other things that we do to ourselves that just, it's the system, it's not us. And this is one that comes up time and time again, that the concentration or the focus for our episode this week, here's something that I talk about quite frequently with a lot of my coaching clients. And maybe you found yourself in this place too. And it's this thing that we do when we hear about something that's working for somebody else. And so we decide to do it and we think it's going to work the exact same way for us. We try to replicate their success because we want that. And, you know, the first way that I think about this is in the whole realm of diets and workouts. How many ladies listening to me, you can raise your hand and say, I have absolutely done that to myself. I heard about somebody doing some diet program, some workout program, and I thought, wow, that is really working for them. I'm going to do it too. You do it and you're thinking, I don't know what happened, but this did not work for me. And then we feel frustrated, right? We feel frustrated because we saw this thing that we thought was going to work and we tried it and it didn't. Or maybe it's not even that a friend was doing it, but you saw a captivating ad. You know how it is on Facebook. You talk about something with someone and then suddenly you're seeing all these ads for it. And it's, you know, I think it's easy for people to assume sometimes, wow, this must really be for me. I was thinking about this thing and here it is on my Facebook feed. But the reality is Facebook can listen in to our conversations and it does pick up on them. And so you can test this out. Have a conversation after you're done listening to this podcast about anything. Baseball bats, I don't know. You're going to find it pop up in your newsfeed. But we see these things that work for somebody else and we think to ourselves, I want that outcome. I want that thing. So I'm going to do this program or follow this method or whatever it is, and that's going to work for me too. And sometimes it does. You know, sometimes it absolutely does. And I think in the times that it does, because, you know, I'm someone who teaches people how to have change or teaches them some mindset strategies and things like that, there are formulas we can follow. There are recipes for success with certain things. But especially when it comes to our body and how our body responds to certain foods or exercises, that is completely unique. And so I want you to think about places in your life where you've tried to do something that you saw somebody else doing, but the system it was based on was different than them. And I think this also happens for female entrepreneurs. You know, I think we see somebody else's success and we want that success. And so we go out and try to replicate the thing they did. It doesn't always work that way. And let's talk about why that is. And let's talk about what's going on inside of us underneath it. Because there's the positive of when we're inspired by somebody else and we feel compelled then to make a change or to go after something in our life. That's a great thing. And you know what? There can even be an aspect of healthy jealousy. Jealousy is not always a bad thing. Maybe we see somebody who had some kind of transformation in their life in one area or another, and we decide to go after that for ourselves too. Not a bad thing. But I think we have to say to ourselves, the way the system, the way they did this, it might not work exactly the same way for me because my foundation is different. And I think if we can keep that in mind, we're going to set ourselves up for a much better outcome. Because if we want the exact same, you know, we want the duplicated outcome that they had, we're probably setting ourselves up for failure. Instead of just saying, I'm going to try this method and see how this works for me. That's a much better way to go into anything versus saying, and let's just use the concept of weight loss since I called it in the beginning. Hey, she lost 10 pounds in a month. I'm going to lose 10 pounds in a month. Instead of saying, I'm going to try this method. I'm going to track how I feel. I'm going to see if this is working for me in a variety of ways. Because let's face it, if our friend lost 10 pounds in a month, there's probably a lot of things that she's noticing that are improving for her. She probably has more energy, maybe feels less tired because she's probably working out, you know, getting in steps, doing whatever, drinking water, you know, maybe more water than she used to drink, cut out some processed foods and excess sugar. So it's not just that doing the program brought her this, what looks like success to us in losing 10 pounds. It's all of the other successes that matter so much. And when we are judging whether something works or not by some factor that we are not in control of, it really can make us feel frustrated. And, you know, the scale doesn't always respond the way we want. We can do all the right things and it doesn't necessarily change. But should that be the true measurement of our success? I don't always think it should, because I think there are a lot of other things that are happening that are oftentimes more important than the number on the scale. So let's talk about this. When we see something that's inspiring to us in someone else, let's say to ourselves, hey, this is inspiring. I want to dig into this for myself. I want to think about why I want that transformation, how that would make me feel if I came to that same place or similar place as them. And I want to go into this from a really positive mindset, expecting that if I do these things, if I put in the work, I'm going to see some positive results. But I'm also not going to expect that my outcome is going to look exactly like theirs. It's probably not going to be that same exact thing. Let's give ourselves the grace to say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to see what happens with it. But I'm not going to expect myself to duplicate their outcome just by putting in some of the same steps that they used. Let's be gentle with ourselves. Because I think there's this whole thing that can happen in the process. I mean, if we were working out every day and drinking water and getting our steps in and getting good rest and cutting out extra sugar and eliminating processed carbs, the outcome after a month, there would be so much positive benefit for us in all of that. But if we're only looking at it from this standpoint of, did we lose 10 pounds? If we didn't do it, we have a tendency to say that didn't work, feel frustrated, say, I'm not doing that again. And then we go back to all the things that we used to do that we stopped doing. And wouldn't we be in a better place, you know, for our body, for our health, whatever, if we said, okay, maybe I didn't lose 10 pounds, but I've had some really positive benefits. Here are the things that I know have changed for me. And I'm so proud of myself for just being consistent for that whole month. Isn't that worth celebrating? Even if we didn't get what the other person had. So I want you to think about how this applies to your life. What are some places where in the past, maybe you've tried to make a change, but you've based the outcome that you desired on achieving the same outcome somebody else had? You know, I think sometimes we do this with our kids. We look at somebody else's family and we say, wow, why can't my kids be like that? Or why can't we have those kind of celebrations? Why are we in this moment? Instead of saying, you know what, I'm going to look for the successes that my kids have had. I'm going to look for the places where they have won. I'm going to look for their triumphs in the midst of great struggle. And I'm going to celebrate that. Because, you know, while I use the example of weight loss, because I think it is so relatable, and we've probably all done that to ourselves, there are a whole lot of other places where we do that too. And it's damaging. You know, when we're looking at somebody else's life and we're thinking, I want their life. Why can't my life be like that? And we start to feel bad about ourselves instead of looking for all the places where we've won, all the triumphs that we've had, all of the times that we've stayed committed when we could have walked away. Those are the moments that matter. That is what matters in us. And it's not about getting the same outcome that somebody else had. It's about living our story, and it's about loving our lives. And we're never going to do that if we are judging whether or not ours is good enough by basing it on somebody else's outcome. Let's find what works for us. Let's celebrate our moments. Let's be okay if it looks different than someone else's. Let's love our lives. I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. I hope that you felt empowered by these mindset shifts of saying, you know what, whether it's me, whether it's my life, whether it's my kids, whether it's my health goals, I'm not going to base what I think is right for me on somebody else's outcome. I'm going to look for my successes. I'm going to look for my wins. I'm going to celebrate my commitment and know that those things matter far more than the outcome. Come back next week. We're going to stay in this theme, kind of uncovering the things that we do to ourselves that are not a benefit. We're going to travel down this road a little bit longer. Please share this episode with a friend that needs it. You can share it on social media. That's awesome. And make sure that you subscribe for the automatic downloads each week. New episode every Tuesday, and I can't wait to share it with you. Can you believe we've been on this journey together for almost a year? We're getting close to almost 50 episodes. It's not going to be long till we will have been spending time every Tuesday for an entire year. And I'm so grateful that you joined me. Thanks so much for listening.